And then sure enough, Steve Siebold calls me a couple months ago and invites me to join WealthWave. What are the chances of that? So I've had a lot of questions asked of me since I've been doing this the last, I think, 3 months. I'm a veteran, you know. And I think the best question I get is, why are you doing WealthWave? Right? I mean, I'm a trial lawyer, prime of my career, active practice. In fact, we're getting ready for a jury trial in about 10 days. So why would I choose to do WealthWave? Why is it right for my family?
Podcasting from WealthWave Studios in Johns Creek, Georgia, this is Leadership Now, the official vision and strategy podcast of WealthWave.
So I know what y'all are thinking. You came all the way to Atlanta to learn about WealthWave, and you get stuck hearing from a lawyer, right? What kind of deal is that? You know, that's like you think you're going on a double date with a dentist, you end up with a root canal, right? It's just not good. But, you know, being a lawyer is tough. You know, I had a guy call just about a couple weeks ago, and he said, how much you charge to answer three questions? I said, that's $300, you know? And he says, isn't that a lot of money? And I was like, well, yeah. What's your third question? The guy hung up the phone on me, right? He didn't even pay. I prorated the bill. Unbelievable. So it's tough, but seriously, I love being a lawyer. It's really fantastic. And I work with great people, one of the best firms in the country. And I think I'll always do it. I love it. But I tell you what, recently I've been kind of wanting something, I don't know, more, right? You guys know what I'm talking about? Like you kind of, there's something's in the back of your mind and you feel like you could do something a little bit more, right? That was the feeling I was having. And then sure enough, Steve Siebold calls me a couple months ago and invites me to join WealthWave. What are the chances of that? So I've had a lot of questions asked of me since I've been doing this the last, I think, 3 months. I'm a veteran, you know. And I think the best question I get is, why are you doing WealthWave, right? I mean, I'm a trial lawyer, prime of my career, active practice. In fact, we're getting ready for a jury trial in about 10 days. So why would I choose to do WealthWave? Why is it right for my family? And I think this is a really great question because every person that you talk to, every person that you prospect, you recruit, is going to have to ask themselves the same question, right? So, you know, maybe it is good that we have a trial lawyer here today because what I want to do with my time is to make the case for WealthWave. So the first question we have to answer is WealthWave more? The answer is yes. And what really clicked for me was Steve Siebold's green carpet speech in November. It was the one about the little man union and the big man union. Anyone see that speech? Wasn't that fantastic? Remember that? Right? It's a union, not a gang. Remember that? I was like, it's Chicago. It's the same thing, you know? But it really clicked for me. And what Steve's premise of the speech was is that these large financial institutions take advantage of people. And it's our job to protect them and to teach them how money works, right? He called it a noble cause, and he's absolutely right. And the story that he told to kind of illustrate it was he had recently gotten a letter in the mail offering him a $500,000 loan at 24% interest. So it cost $1 million to pay back, and he said most people would fall for that. So now I don't know about you all, but no one's ever offered me $500,000. So this is what I did after Steve's speech there. Oh, there's two green buttons. Let's see. All right. They said push the green button. There's two green buttons. Okay. So this is what I did. I decided to start a company. So you can see right here the division of Florida Corporations, Willow in the Window Productions. So that was a company. I heard Steve's speech. I started the company. And then I waited. And I checked the mail every day. And it took 3 days. And then I finally got in the mail this letter. It's from a large bank from New York. And what this bank offered Willow in the Window Productions was a loan of $50,000, but at only 22% interest. I got a better rate than you, Steve. Now, here's the deal. I don't own Willow in the Window Productions. I just set it up. You know who is the owner, CEO, and president of Willow in the Window Productions? Anyone want to guess? It's Willow. It's named after herself. So here's Willow. Yeah. Yeah. Right. That's right. A loan. The bank just loaned $50,000 to my dog. Right? What's she gonna do with it? She's gonna get like a diamond encrusted collar or something, you know, or maybe like some filet mignon treats or something. I mean, what's she gonna do with all? It looks like she's already spending it. She's got like three beds there. I don't even know how she does all that. Anyway, but ladies and gentlemen, here's the point. We now have undisputed evidence that these large financial institutions won't just treat people like numbers. They'll literally treat people like dogs. So, WealthWave is more. But there's a second part of the equation. Is WealthWave a company worth fighting for? The answer to that question is also yes. But I found out about that in a most unusual way. A couple of days after Steve had invited me to WealthWave, he calls me on the phone. And he says, Lee, they got this training in Tampa. He really talks like this, by the way, on the phone. They got this training in Tampa. You got to go. Tom Matthews is going to be there. You got to see him speak. It's going to be great. I'm going to give him your cell phone number. All right, I'm going to go. So I go to this training. And I tell my wife, and she's so supportive. She's the best. But she had reminded me that it might be a little tough that weekend. See, my wife and I have a little daughter. Let's see. There she is. Yeah. Her name is Sky. And at the time of this meeting, she's only 3 months old. And my wife had reminded me that that weekend of the training, she had some medical training. She's a nurse practitioner. She actually has one of those tricorder devices Tom was talking about where you just kind of go, no, 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 no. Remember those? Yeah. She actually has one of those. Pretty cool. So I was going to be alone with Sky for the first time, just the two of us without Mama. First time ever. So I'm the big trial lawyer. So what did I tell her? I said, honey, don't worry. What could possibly happen? That's what Sky thought of that. Uh-oh. So we went to the meeting. And it was fantastic. The speakers were great. And just when they're about to put Tom Matthews on, Sky starts making some noises. And we have any parents here? We got a couple parents? Sorry. So you know those noises. It's lunchtime, right? It's lunchtime. So I don't want to miss Tom Matthews. So I get the stroller, and I'm trying to calm her down, you know? I got the thing, and it's not working. It's just not working. And she's still making the noises. So we sneak out of the building, go up front, and I'm trying to feed her, you know? And I'm fumbling the bottle. It's like falling all over the place, you know? She's like rubbing goo all over my suit. You know, things are not looking too good. And then my cell phone pings. I have a text message. Guess from who? That's right, Steve gave Tom my cell phone number. So I got a text message. I think I still have it. And it says, are you here? I didn't see you when I was speaking. Tom. And I was thinking, I've only been here 3 days and I'm already getting fired. This is not good. So I quickly respond. I'm out front with my baby. And then lo and behold, who comes right out of the building? Tom Matthews. Comes right out. Welcome to WealthWave. I'm like trying to wipe off my hands, you know, and explain that, you know, I'm sorry I missed his speech. And this is what Tom says to me. I'm never going to forget it. Word for word, this is what he says to me. He says, Lee, the work you're doing here with your daughter is more important than anything you will ever do at WealthWave. I was stunned. This guy's a co-founder of a $500 million company. I'm nobody. I got no license. I've got no team, no people, no sales. I hadn't even started studying yet. And he's already treating me like gold. That is a leader worth following. And that is a company worth fighting for. Now, Sky was a little bit more difficult to convince. She was still crying, you know. You know, I don't know if you ever had a child and they're crying, it's the worst thing, right? It's like almost heartbreaking. You can't make them stop. And I think Tom saw I was struggling, you know, his first time with my daughter. And he saw that I was struggling. So what does he do now? It's the first time I talked to him ever. He springs into action. He grabs Sky, takes her, takes the bottle, starts showing me how to feed her. And, by the way, don't tell my wife this. This is just between, it's the circle of trust, guys. Okay, so don't tell anyone, okay? We're going to keep it right here in this room. So he starts rocking her, And within a few minutes, she falls asleep, or she actually looks at Tom and smiles and then falls asleep. It was unbelievable. And she knew that she was at the right place at the right time. You know? And I tell you what, we are also. This is the right place, the right time. It's the right company, and it's the right leadership. The only question left then is, are you willing to fight for your more? That's the only variable left in the equation. And I'll tell you this, I'm ready for that fight. And so is Sky. Ladies and gentlemen of the jury, I rest my case.
Thanks for listening to Leadership Now, the official podcast of WealthWave. If you like our show and you want to know more, check out wealthwave.com/podcast, or you can leave us a review on iTunes. Join us each week as we talk about the topics you'll need to help you grow as an entrepreneur and succeed in the financial business with WealthWave.